to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are joined by Kevin Freeman, our duty expert at the Center for Security Policy on matters involving economic warfare. He is the founder of globaleconomicwarfare.com, a tremendous blog and great resource. Also, Kevin Freeman is the author of two best-selling books, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin Freeman, welcome back. So good to have you.
Thank you, Frank. Good to be here.
For some time, Kevin, you have been warning about threats to the U.S. dollar's status as the reserve currency of the world. Remind us briefly, before we get into what the current threats to that status are, why it's so important to our economy and, well, frankly, to our security.
The fact that we have now over $20 trillion of U.S. government debt, that money's got to come from somewhere, and it comes from the Federal Reserve can produce it out of thin air and buy our U.S. Treasury debt, which is monetizing it, which you can do that up to a point, but if you do that exclusively, you have what Zimbabwe and Venezuela and Weimar Germany, you have a complete collapse of the currency because you're basically buying something for nothing. So you can do some of that, but you can't do all of it. Then you have the American public or the domestic public can buy the debt, and then you have the foreign governments that buy our debt. And we've been blessed to be the reserve currency of the world so that when somebody has extra money, they turn and buy U.S. Treasury debt, which has allowed us to fund our government. If that stops happening, which is what Russia and China have been calling for, then we have fewer people buying our debt, which means that it ripples through the economy. Debt becomes more expensive across the board. We don't have 1%, 2%, 5% interest rates. They go up to 10%. And you have 10% interest rates on a U.S. $20 trillion debt, and you have $2 trillion a year you have to come up with just to pay the interest, which means we'll have to cut defense spending or Social Security or all. It's just a bad situation if we don't have people buying our debt.
Right. And so let's talk about the concerted efforts that the Russians and Chinese have been making now for some time to basically supplant the dollar with one form of currency or another. Kevin Freeman, you've observed that the dollar's value is considerably down over what it was last year. Is that a function of this concerted effort by the Russians and Chinese, or is it simply something they're now capitalizing on? And if so, how?
The dollar is down about 10% for the year, which is one of the largest declines to a start of a year, since 1985. What that means is that if you go overseas, you get about 10% less purchasing power for the dollar than you would have had last year at this time. But that's fairly normal. It's the currencies do swing, and it's possible we had a huge run-up in the valuation of the dollar, and now it's just normalizing. That's the hope. But if Putin presses, if the Chinese press, if Venezuela presses, which they're apparently trying to do, but they have no economic power to do so, if they push on it, they could make the run on the dollar pretty serious. And if people do turn away from the dollar, it will be very detrimental to our economy in the long run.
Well, let's come back to Russia and China, but for a moment, stay with Venezuela. This is, as you say, a country that is now essentially bankrupt. What is it they're doing, and how could it possibly be of any consequence with respect to the U.S. dollar and as a currency for purchasing oil from them?
Well, on the surface, it's a joke for Venezuela to say that they're going to price their oil in the Chinese currency rather than the U.S. dollars is a complete joke. But behind that, what they're saying is we are a client state of Russia and China. That's the statement. It makes absolutely zero sense for them to avoid the U.S. dollar. They're in our hemisphere. We have been historically their largest buyer. Their largest assets are based around the United States, and therefore it really is ridiculous for them in their economic condition to claim that they could avoid using the U.S. dollar. The fact that they're doing it says we now belong 100% to Putin and China.
Yeah. And that presumably suits the Russians and Chinese. Just as a practical matter, Kevin Freeman, would that mean that if we were to continue to purchase oil from PDVSA, the Venezuelan oil conglomerate, that we would have to convert dollars into Chinese yuan to make those transactions? Or is this practical terms not on?
I can't imagine in practical terms it actually working, but that's the claim. And just imagine that we would have to convert our dollar to buy oil from our own hemisphere.
And in the process, prop up the regime in Caracas. I mean, that's the double irony here. We shouldn't be doing that, it seems to me. But Kevin Freeman, so the Russians and the Chinese have been at this for some time. There have been a number of different plays. You were with me in Dallas yesterday, where one of our colleagues, Rich Higgins, talked about the Chinese possibly seeking to advance this larger agenda through a play when Saudi Aramco finally brings its IPO for 5% of their worth, I guess, to the capital markets, now scheduled, as I understand it, for early 2018. Do you see that as part of this larger agenda? And more generally, how successful are the Russians and Chinese in pulling this off?
Well, first off, Aramco, the reason that they're selling 5%, and they've talked about asking $100 billion for 5%, which would value Aramco at $2 trillion. They're doing that because they need money, and they need money because they started an oil war with the shale producers here in America and basically lost. And we've talked about that before. But now they're turning for money, and China might step up. What Rich suggested is China may be the buyer of much of that, which they would eventually get Saudi Arabia to reprice oil into their own currency away from the dollar. And that, again, would further this. So that it potentially ties in very much. It's a part of the intricate global economic war, the games that we're seeing. Saudi Arabia needs cash, and China has it.
Yeah, well, economic warfare is your business, so we value very much your keeping us abreast of what's happening, and you can do that at globaleconomicwarfare.com, folks. Lastly, Kevin, we've been talking throughout the program about Kurdistan as a prospective new player, at least a part of the Kurdish prospective nation, the Iraqi part, having a referendum soon to determine whether it will break off from the rest of Iraq. The Russians, speaking of their games, have apparently consummated a deal with their company Rosneft to do a gas pipeline with Iraq's Kurdistan. Could you talk a little bit about the strategic implications of that?
Well, again, it all comes back to a couple of things. It's money and it's energy. This is an attempt by the Russians to break apart the Middle East and put their influence there. The Kurdistan, and I'm not a geopolitical expert, but they have been working with the United States in the area, and this is Russia using money to purchase influence.
And to the extent that they are able, through a gas arrangement that I gather would work through Turkey to Europe, this is part of presumably a geostrategic play by Putin to increase his influence, not just in the Middle East, of course, but elsewhere in the world. Kevin Freeman, we have to leave it at that for the moment. I'm so grateful to you for your expertise in all these matters, your role as our senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, as well as your very important output at globaleconomicwarfare.com. And also, of course, I commend to all of you again his books, Secret Weapon and Game Plan. Kevin Freeman, come back to us again very soon, if you would. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney. Thank you.